The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I keep hearing on the press, Biden's going to raise your taxes.
A lot of this feels like it's more about control than science. If the vaccine works, why do we still have to wear masks outdoors?
What I see all across the country is dramatic enthusiasm for the Republican Party. The country is rejecting socialism, and that's why we're going to win the House back next year.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Did you hear that President Biden visited President Carter the other day in Georgia? There's a picture that emerged from their visit that tells you everything you need to know about the lunacy and the idiocy of the mask mandates and COVID and how we respond to it, because nobody's better at masking up than Joe Biden. I am absolutely convinced he sleeps with a mask on. He told Craig Melvin of the Today Show the other day he wears a mask outdoors because the likelihood, he said, of my being outside and people not coming up to me is not very, very high. People want, you know, I'm the president. They got to come up and talk. So I wear a mask. So this picture came out of Biden, the First Lady, Jill Biden, former President Jimmy Carter, and his wife, Rosalynn, without a mask, and none of them have a mask on. And it is the craziest looking picture. I mean, the picture is just bizarre to begin with, but they're, besides not wearing masks, now you understand, Jimmy Carter is 96 years old. Rosalynn's 93. Joe Biden's pushing 80. None of them had a mask on. I mean, it's all theater. It's theater. It's a joke. These are not serious responses. These aren't serious people. They're clowns. So Jimmy Carter hosts the president. I wonder who said, let's not wear our masks and let's take a picture for the world to see. And you ought to see the picture. I'm quoting here from the Daily Mail. While the Biden-Carter picture was notable for the lack of masks or social distancing, I mean, they're all hovering over each other, social media users were baffled by its odd perspective. The picture shows both Bidens appearing to loom large over the Carters, who were pictured sitting on two living room chairs. One user on Twitter wrote, "This is an extremely odd-looking picture. I have great respect for all four, but the pic is just bizarre." One person said, "I know people tend to shrink as they get older, but I didn't realize their furniture shrunk as well." Somebody else tweeted, "I was just thinking, I love everyone in the picture, but WTF am I looking at? Is this a tiny house? Are the Bidens giants? Are the Carters Smurfs?" Another user said, "These appear to be the smaller backup versions of the Carters. I know the Carters are elderly, but they are not doll size, and their home probably isn't either." Guys, where's the picture? You got to put the picture up for me. I got to see this picture. Go to MikeOnline.com. Click the Watch Mike on TV button. We've got the picture now up on the screen. Somebody tweeted, "I love this, but the Carters look like miniature dollhouse people. Is it me? I just can't get over that they weren't wearing any masks." I mean, if you're pushing 100 and you're so petrified about being in indoors without a mask, hell's bells, Biden doesn't wear a mask outside without a mask on. So now he's inside with 98-year-old Jimmy Carter, and he doesn't wear his mask. Joe. Oh, my. And it is. It is a creepy. I mean, Joe Biden and Jill Biden are on their. She's on both her knees. He's on one knee. He's got his arm around Rosalind. She does. She looks like a tiny little, like a little doll. As does Jimmy Carter. They both look tiny. It must be the way the camera angle is, but it's just so bizarre because none of them are wearing a stinking mask, which makes me think they're not really serious about the mask problem, are they? Yesterday, the governor of Florida announced no more emergency restrictions in any community in Florida.
I think that the approach here is showing Florida leading the way again, because I think there's other states that are probably going the different direction. But here are some of the highlights. The bill ensures that neither the state nor local governments can close business or keep kids out of in-person instruction unless they satisfy demanding and continuous justifications. One of the things I think has been so problematic about this is that there are different policies that have been enacted, particularly in other parts of the country, different restrictions or mandates, and they're done. And then even when the evidence refutes the effectiveness or the need or the justification for them, they continue on. And sometimes they're even re-upped. This changes that and makes sure that people are protected. It also says that any local emergency order, excluding hurricane emergencies, are capped at 7-day increments and may only be extended to a maximum duration of 42 days. And most importantly, as governor, I'll have the authority to invalidate a local emergency order if it unnecessarily restricts individual rights or liberties.
That's what a Republican governor sounds like. Now let me give you the Democrat governor of New York. Now, you know the history of Cuomo, nursing home deaths, mandating that nursing homes have to take COVID-19 positive patients. Thousands died. Many, many people are convinced that Governor Andrew Cuomo is responsible for the deaths of many elderly people, grandparents, if you will, in New York State. Yet that didn't prevent him yesterday from saying this.
You know, I relate to it because, as you know, I am a New Yorker, born and bred. I am smart. I am New York tough. Don't lie to me. And don't play me as a fool. And there is an attitude that they'll be fine. Why should they take the vaccine? My argument is, yeah, maybe you'll be fine. And by the way, you don't know that either. We've had a lot of young people who have died. Maybe you will get a long-haul syndrome that we're not really sure what it is yet, but a lingering consequence of COVID. Or maybe you go home and kiss your grandmother and wind up killing your grandmother. So show some civic responsibility.
I'm not sure you should be talking about anybody's grandmother getting COVID. Of all people, you're the last person that ought to be talking about killing granny. But he's smart. He tells you. When people tell you how smart they are, they're usually not. There was one guy, though, in the movies who I always thought was probably smarter than they all thought he was. And after Cuomo made his ridiculous comments yesterday, well, we just couldn't resist.
I am smart.
I can handle things. I'm smart.
I am a New Yorker.
I'm like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart and I want respect.
Don't play me as a fool.
Did you ever once think about that?
I am smart.
Wow, the comedy writes itself around here. 1-800-655-MIKE. Welcome in. It is Tuesday, May the 4th, 2021. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios and I'm grateful you tuned in. Can you please give me your heartfelt reaction to this bizarro world picture of Joe and Jill Biden hovering and even holding hands. Jill Biden is grasping Jimmy Carter's hand. No masks, no social distancing. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I think they're all a bunch of frauds. You know, rules for thee, not for me, right? 1-800-655-MIKE. I hope you join us. 1, to come on air with us. Press 2 to leave a voicemail. You can text us your comments to the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-6453. However you join us, be sure to join us.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hi, Mike. I just want to say that everybody in that photo is like the... Wizard of Oz guy that when he gets discovered on his fraud, when he says, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
I noticed that the Bidens were practically right in Mr. and Mrs. Carter's face, and none of them wearing masks, and guess what? They leave the house wearing masks, so maybe Jill and Joe only believe in wearing masks outdoors and don't believe in wearing them indoors.
Hey, Mike, you forgot the adage. When somebody tells you how smart they are, better check your wallet. Have a good one. Be safe. Talk to you later. Bye.
Not only check your wallet, but also check your confidence in that person. I admit, that's my big Achilles heel. When I hear somebody bragging about how smart they are, or they drone on about all their accomplishments, I know people like that. I know a lot of people like that, actually. And those people are almost always the dopiest, most unaware. They have no self-awareness. They have no idea how they come across to other people. Just all brag, and I'm so smart. I'm smart. I'm New York smart, says Andrew Cuomo. Yeah, you're not that smart, but we shall see. It is a funny picture. But honest to goodness, what do you make of a picture? Because the other caller's right. I guarantee you. The Bidens put their masks back on when they left the Carter's house. So they got the mask off when they're posing for a picture with practically in their laps. And yet they put their mask on to go outside for the cameras. It's that, I mean, I'm sorry. They're frauds. This whole narrative is fraudulent. And we better wake up. We better wake up. We better have our eyes opened here to this game they're playing. 800-655-MIKE. George, we'll start with you. How you doing, George?
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you betcha. Thank you.
Hey, listen, keep up the great work. You know what? Remember the movie Babe towards the end where the pig herds in the sheep and the farmer stands there and says, good job, sheep, or good job, pig, well done? Well, this is Obama sitting in his basement telling this what you want to be president. Good job, keep it up, you know. But we the patriots are sitting on the sideline going, Yeah, well, it's a wicket on the field.
I mean, it's the craziest. I'm really sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you, George. You had a bad phone or your connection, or you're on your cell or your speaker. But here's what is amazing to me. This picture ought to be questioned by every American, by every media outlet, by every journalist in the world. If masks are the be-all, end-all, what do you have a bunch of, what are they, septuagenarians, octogenarians? I mean, all of them pushing 80, 90 years old, 100 years old? You got Jimmy Carter, you know, a former president? Important. What does that make you think? What does that tell you? Either the Bidens are saying, well, you know, we're all vaccinated. That's what they should have said when he gave the speech to the joint session of Congress the other night. They shouldn't be up there with their masks on. Wouldn't it be more important to wear a mask leaning on 98-year-old Jimmy Carter and 96-year-old Rosalynn than it is a bunch of 40 and 50 and 60-year-old Congress people? Wouldn't that, it's direct opposite. It's opposite world. You know it, and I know it. And the fact that the media won't even question or push back tells you everything you need to know about this leftist narrative. 1-800-655-MIKE. And Big Tech won't cover this very much. I'm surprised they haven't banned everybody. Don't forget Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, who's got a new book out, The Tyranny of Big Tech. He's going to host a big online event May the 6th. That's day after tomorrow, right? In 2 days. You can ask him your personal question. It's an Ask Me Anything event. Take advantage of this exclusive time with Senator Josh Hawley. You'll get a copy of The Tyranny of Big Tech. This special offer is by invitation only. Go to askahost.com for all the details and to buy your tickets. Go to askahost.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Let me state a few propositions that I think reflect common sense. Number one, most cops, many of whom happen to be black, do not get up every day and go to work hoping for the opportunity to hurt a person of color. Number two, cops are necessary. If you support defunding the police, you tested positive for stupid.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Speaking of testing positive for stupid, did you see the video that's gone viral? The Los Angeles area teacher who was pulled over by a police officer and went on a racist, degrading rant. And it's all because the cop had a personal body cam in order to protect himself against false accusations. What a piece of work this lady is. A self-identified teacher. And they know who she is. They haven't identified her yet. Why is that? Why is that? Everybody who's caught on some racist, awful, despicable, viral episode always gets identified. They're protecting her? Why are they protecting her? If you haven't seen this video or heard it, get ready for it. We'll share it with you. It was all over last night. The newest Fox News correspondent, Bill Malugan, I think is his last name, out of Los Angeles, did some pretty solid reporting on that. Portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow. We had a big day yesterday. People are fired up and excited about getting mom, just in time for Mother's Day, the MyPillow premium pillow that is normally $69.98. I got them to bring the price back, the discounted price, $29.98, $40 off the premium MyPillow. This is the pillow everybody wants. Everybody wants a MyPillow. Remember the lady that came up to us in South Carolina said, I had never gotten a good night's sleep in years until I got my MyPillow. It is such a great story to hear from people who finally found the pillow that they've always dreamed they could have. It never goes flat all through the night, stays cool all through the night. You can pop it in the washer and the dryer as often as you want. It'll still retain its shape and its form. And what I love about this MyPillow, normally $69.98, Mike Lindell, who has been under siege. You know all about his story. You just keep ordering products. And they've got a ton of products. Not only the MyPillow Premium for as low as $29.98 when you enter the promo code Mike G, but the all-new My Slippers. Mike Lindell and his team took over 2 years to develop the perfect slipper. You're going to save 40% off with these slippers. They're made from the same patented fill as the pillow themselves. In the sole of the, they are so good. They're moccasin slippers, men's, women's. Get them for Mother's Day, 40% off when you enter the promo code MikeG. The Giza Dream Sheets, the softest, most luxurious, durable sheets you're ever going to find anywhere, but they are so smooth and so soft. Order one set, get the second set absolutely free when you enter the promo code MikeG in a variety of colors. The towels, Mike Lindell and his MyPillow team invented towels that work. You know how towels look great and they might be soft and plush, but they don't really absorb the water? Well, the MyPillow six-piece towel set sure does. Choose from 9 different colors. Buy 1 6-piece set of these bath towels. Get the second set absolutely free when you enter the promo code MikeG. Get started. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Listener Special Box. You'll see the Gallagher Special Box, picture of Gallagher and Lindell there. Click on that box and be sure to enter the promo code MikeG with everything you order. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. I saw a tweet from Alex Berenson, that former New York Times reporter, who has been all over the bumpy path, the rough road we've been on with COVID and the mask mandates and the vaccine. Listen to what he tweeted about an hour ago. He said, if you think the vaccine rollout has been bumpy so far, just wait until the CDC and the media and all those public schools that couldn't be bothered to open this year try to make kids get the shot. It's going to be awesome. It's a good point. It's a good point. Apparently emails were released, were revealed rather, uncovered. The second largest teachers union in America was sort of conspiring with the CDC. Have you noticed the only union that didn't want to go to work was the teachers unions? The only union that said, we're not going back to school, we're not going back to work. All these other frontline people. And I love this about finding out about, you know, here's the teacher, the American Federation of Teachers, this huge teachers union saying, we've been on the front line. What do you mean been on the front lines? You've been home. You've been home. You've been teaching remotely by Zoom. You know who's on the front lines? Grocery store workers, cops, paramedics. Food delivery people, fast food workers. There's a lot of people been on the front lines. Most of the teachers haven't been. Jesse Waters talked about it last night on The Five, pointed out how ironic it is that the teachers' union have been so skittish about opening up schools.
I do find it funny that the CDC says there was no political interference at the same time smoking documents show political interference. And I'm just wondering if you have to be a liar to work for the government or the government makes you a liar. I just don't know. Right now, it looks like politics is cinema. These teachers' union have to act scared. They have to act reticent to come back. And that's how they get paid. And that's what happened here because there was no risk. And that's not me saying there was no risk. The New York Times says there was no risk. And I'm sick of the New York Times saying the same thing I've been saying, except months later. And then my mom calls me and say, did you see, Jesse, what the New York Times said? Yeah, Mom, I know.
Is it a stretch? Is it overstating the truth when I say the CDC has been a disaster? I mean, once again, we find out what the CDC was up to. As the Washington Examiner points out, the CDC deferred to the nation's largest teachers union over the CDC's own science and changed guidance in February that would have encouraged all schools to reopen for in-person learning. Emails reveal that the American Federation of Teachers began lobbying the CDC shortly after Biden took office, pressuring the CDC to delay its guidance encouraging school reopenings. The American Federation of Teachers Senior Director for Health Issues, Kelly Troutner, said in an email, thank you again for Friday's rich discussion about forthcoming CDC guidance and for your openness to the suggestions made by our president, Randy Weingarten. We were able to review a copy of the draft guidance over the weekend. We believe our experiences on the ground can inform and enrich thinking around what is practicable and prudent in future guidance documents. In a later email, the Teachers Union executive thanked CDC Director Rochelle Walensky for her commitment to partnership with the American Federation of Teachers. As a result, the CDC changed its guidance to include language suggestions offered by the AFT. Instead of encouraging a return to in-person learning, the CDC told schools to remain flexible, keep remote learning as an option. The CDC encouraged schools to allow teachers who have documented high-risk conditions or who are at increased risk to work from home. That was another one of the American Federation of Teachers' demands. The Washington Examiner says this should be a scandal. The CDC ignored its own specific research that proves schools are not coronavirus super spreader sites and that in-person learning can be conducted safely in order to please one of the Biden administration's political allies. CDC officials knew students were not at risk. They knew the AFT's demands were not based on data, on science, but they caved to the union's wishes anyway. Washington Examiner says they did so at the expense of America's children. For more than a year, students across the country have been kept from the classroom because of a virus that has hardly affected any children seriously, and the results of the closures have been devastating. Students in low-income neighborhoods have lost years of academic achievement. Once high-achieving students have been earning Fs at an alarming rate, and younger children who are still developing socially are facing severe mental setbacks. The CDC could have helped those students by allowing them to return to school earlier. We knew last summer that COVID posed virtually no threat to those aged 18 or under. And thanks to the private schools that reopened last fall, we knew that in-person learning could be conducted safely with just a few adjustments. And that's real important to remember. When I'm talking about these teachers staying home and the teachers union, that's the American Federation of Teachers, not the private schools. There are a whole lot of charter schools, a whole lot of teachers that have been back in the classroom for a long time. A lot of dedicated teachers who were ready to go back to work. I wonder why the teachers union wasn't. The Washington Examiner asks, why did it take the CDC until March 2021 to get on board with school reopenings? Because the agency was busy running interference for the teachers unions. Keep that in mind when the CDC releases guidance of any kind. The CDC has been a disaster, a catastrophe. And no wonder we can't agree on vaccines or masks or guidance or what. That's why you got a mayor in D.C., the District of Columbia, decreeing literally no dancing or standing at weddings. Not only can you not dance in the District of Columbia at a wedding, you can't stand. You got to be seated. These are screwballs. These are nuts. And you got the governor of Florida saying no more COVID restrictions locally, out the window. And the CDC is our barometer for everything. The be all end all, the final arbiter, the word on all of this is the CDC. Are you kidding me? 1-800-655-MIKE. We have an open line for you. 800-655-6453. Hope you join us.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play The Mike Gallagher Show.
I'm
Gallagher.
Mike, I figured out a way that you can perplex a liberal friend. Give them a Mike MyPillow gift certificate. When they say they can't use it, tell them if they don't use it, you'll be giving MyPillow a double profit because it's already paid for.
It's time that we think about dismantling this teachers' union and taking our country back.
I mean, there's a lot of damage that's been done here. Here's a great text message on the MyPillow text line. The CDC, they say, has lost all its integrity, its credibility, by letting any outside entity, like the American Federation of Teachers, dictate the CDC's obligation to tell the truth. We rely on them to keep all of us safe, not to keep a few happy. But see, that's the problem. That's where you have the starting point of having no credibility. That's why Americans are confused and angry and frustrated. That's why people are arguing about masks and arguing about the vaccine passports. I got friends of mine that they think it's no big deal that the TSA and the federal government is telling you to put a mask over your mouth between bites and sips. Do Americans think it's normal to be told by the government you can't stand or dance at a wedding? We got to stop accepting insanity as something passing for normal. Here's Dan. Dan, welcome. How are you?
Not bad. Not good. Bad. I've noticed a willingness compliance across the country, man, from Minnesota down through Kansas all the way over to the West Coast out here on the Oregon coast. And it's crazy. I mean, everybody's just giving up their freedoms for a ridiculous, nonsensical, act of covering your face with a homemade mask, which makes no common sense whatsoever.
Well, evidently it doesn't make sense to Joe or Jill Biden. They posed for a picture leaning on top of Jimmy and Rosalind Carter without a mask on indoors, Dan. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I did grandparents, according to their own crazy laws there or whatever. But that's the thing. It's not laws these people are following, this willingness just to give up your freedoms in a daily, kids at the beach running around with masks on.
I know, or somebody in a car by themselves. And understand, the left is emboldened. Here was Sonny Hostin yesterday on ABC's The View, Cut 6. Listen to what she said about the need to shun anybody like you, Dan, who doesn't agree with the media CDC narrative.
So I say we need to shun those that refuse to get vaccinated. Just like now in certain states, many states, I know in New York, there are signs on storefronts, on businesses all across the state. No mask, no entry. I think if you have not been vaccinated, no entry. You want to get on a plane? You got to be vaccinated. Show proof of vaccination. And those people that don't want to get vaccinated, then that's fine. That's fine for you. But then you can't spread it to other people that are vaccinated. You can't spread it to other people, rather, that are also not vaccinated. Then you don't get those.
Now she gets confused even as she's in the middle of her rant. That means you can't spread it to people who are vaccinated. I mean people who aren't. Wait a minute. If you're vaccinated, what do you care? If you're vaccinated, why are you telling somebody else they're not allowed to go out in public? The whole thing is a circus. And I'm encouraged by the pushback that we're seeing. I'm encouraged by organizations like Job Creators Network. I'm encouraged by the tools we get to use. Portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network. As the fog of COVID is hopefully clearing, small businesses are facing enormous obstacles from the Biden administration. I mean, some of these, the tax increases and a lot of these proposals from the Biden administration are going to crush small business owners. Bad policies. They pretend they want to help small business. They don't. And one group that is working real diligently to fight this war against small business is Job Creators Network, JCN. If you're listening to me, you need to become a member today. If you own a small business, if you work for a small business, or you support small business, you can do your part. Join this growing army of small business advocates. Go to joinjcn.com and learn all about this tremendous organization. I'm a member. You should be too. Go to joinjcn.com. You can do your part. Be heard. Let's fight back. Go to joinjcn.com. Coming up, I hope you heard about this video of the lady with the cop in Los Angeles County. And speaking of race, the great Shelby Steele and I had a terrific conversation, and I want you to hear some of it. It's all coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay with us.